Welcome to Morning Prayer, produced 5 days a week by the Diocese of Worcester in collaboration with WTAG. I'm David Evans, your host this week from Second Church of Christ, Scientist, Worcester. It's harvest time on New England farms, so we're looking at ways we can harvest God's goodness in our lives throughout the year. Yesterday we saw how Joseph, in the Bible, followed God's guidance and kept nations fed during a famine. Today we'll see what Moses did. Moses was leading the Israelites out of slavery in Egypt to their new home in what was called the Promised Land. It turned out to be a pretty long journey, and there wasn't much food. So Moses had a lot of less than happy campers on his hands. Some were so discouraged that they wanted to go back to slavery in Egypt. But Moses knew there was no sense going back to the old ways. He wanted to move ahead relying on God and His laws of goodness. And that's what he did. Open to God's guidance and confident of His goodness, Moses heard God explain how the people would be fed. Each morning, they'd find food on the ground. And each morning they did. They weren't sure what it was, so they called it manna. They found out they couldn't hoard it because it would spoil. They just had to trust in God's goodness day by day. The details are different here than in Joseph's story. Instead of storing food, people get it daily. There's no formula to God's goodness, but there is the ongoing need to turn to God and follow His guidance so we can experience His goodness in whatever form it takes. May we all do that and reap the benefits. Amen.